Sediadi, ini, anda pegang nali ya, pegang sih dik, nyamuk pasal mana sih, dunia orang siapa, nyam tabur siapa, itu jadi sih dia. Kurang ngor di, lo, tan lo itu kebal sih, tak ada sih, siapa sunnah sih, kangke mana, ini, rancun ini kangsa, sem. 초대했지. 뭐지 시대야. 시대야다 뉴모스 개발이.
So we spoke about the nature of afflictions and the need for overcoming it. So the term, the name, the Sanskrit word klesha and the Tibetan word for afflictions is nyomong. And then the very term etymology of this term suggests that it causes suffering and also it causes sort of, it undermines the individual. It causes the downfall of the individual. So the nature of such afflictions is actually an experience. It's a state of mind. And the moment it arises or it occurs within one's mind, it immediately causes disturbance within the individual.
这个，我帮人写完了，他对的吧？他做律师没着，他律师的，招也对吧？自己，操东西就打，操电话就用这个要的。第，改的什么啥嘞？这里呢，天来讲，本来开车的，哎呢，一路他呢，操的多，用的啊的，这里你不吃的啥？那你，在这里没用的。 那一路等呢，就做一路他呢，那就什么处的啊，没几个用的啊。但你，他那些话就是啥呢？但你，哎，做，他说的这个，牛毛个职业对不对？啥个啥的，什么作用的？但牛毛钱的啊嘞，牛毛，那呀的，下当，这大部分都是啥子啊？下当啥的，外界啥的。 大家能信个差多，就担心，哎，那，这里给他牛毛蒙古鸡啊嘞，这三个牛毛第一滴，个，个借用的，哎呢，个什么就不承认是不用的多啊，大家能信给，咱咱牛毛么子，你牛毛不是承认，牛毛个是蒙古鸡用不要的，啊，也大家能信，我大概听了。
As I normally point out in my talks, that generally when we speak of our aspiration to be happy and overcome suffering, of course here we are talking about our experiences of happiness and unhappiness. So if we observe the nature of our experience, we will notice that there are two types of experience of pain and pleasure, or happiness and unhappiness. One is at the level of mainly sensory experiences and primarily physical sensations. There you have painful experiences such as unhappiness and more pleasurable experiences which we identify as happiness. And so the experience at the level of physical sensation, of course, is very important and also quite dominant. But compared to that, the experience of unhappiness and happiness at the level of mental consciousness is more acute and also more powerful. It's more powerful. And so if we examine carefully, we will notice that much of this unhappiness and suffering at the level of mental consciousness really are caused by some kind of disturbance within our mind at the level of emotions, thoughts, and so on. And a lot of these disturbances at the level of in the realm of emotion and thoughts are really caused by mental afflictions, the kleshas. And there are many different varieties of mental afflictions, such as attachment or craving, hatred or anger, and pride or conceit, and jealousy, sense of competitiveness, and so on. And one thing that is common to all of these various mental afflictions is that the moment they arise, they really create a kind of a disturbance within our hearts and within our minds. So we find in the text different descriptions of mental afflictions, some of which are primary, such as the six primary mental afflictions, and then there are secondary mental afflictions, which are derivatives of these afflictions. And also, if we observe our day-to-day lives, we will also notice the role that these mental afflictions play. Often we say that, oh, today I felt very calm and very peaceful and happy. And then sometimes you say, today I felt really restless and unhappy. So now the distinction, difference between the two is that in one case, the mental state was calm and there was less influence from the mental afflictions, whereas in the latter case, there was a tremendous occurrence of these mental afflictions. So it is obvious that it is the mental afflictions which creates much of this
agitations within our mind.
In our normal day-to-day experience, we will blame this on external conditions. For example, we will say, I came across this really undesirable person, and then this made me feel really angry or unhappy or disturbed. Or you may say, well, I met with some difficulties, I met with adverse circumstances, and therefore it really made me unhappy and it disturbed me a lot. So we will attribute the main blame to external circumstances, whether it be individuals or some situations. However, as Shantideva points out, that when you encounter such adversities, a true practitioner should remain resolute and unmoved like a tree. So what this suggests is that by mere encountering of this adversity is no guarantee that one needs to have this disturbed mind. So what this suggests is that it is our own undisciplined state of mind which is really the principal cause of our unhappiness and restlessness in our mind. So these are, on the one hand, we allow ourselves to be controlled by the mental afflictions, and also to some extent often we embrace these mental afflictions and reinforce them voluntarily.
Never change as 그래 유코란 건 거는 여기 있는다. 잘 봐. 유코란 건 여기 있나? 진짜 믿지? 수도 차가 있나야? 콜레야 하루비 줄이야 민주부 제주시 올라 시키고 와. 잘 봐. 제제 진짜 나란 소리야. 즉 차 있는 사람에 배. 사로 넣으신 지 딱 딱 내서 딱 틀이 있는 배 차고 나서 고쳐 주세요. 그래서 지금 지금 뭐지? 제가 그 미코라 미신식 소나 아, 특히 틀이면 저거 세워질래 주고 꼽대가 어찌 그러와. 도와. 따서 딱한 소수면에 레마도 유코란 거 뭐네? 나 먹고도 믿어보시다. 나 먹고도 배 끊으니 그게 가서 그래. 믿어서 그렇지. 재미도 와.
And if we think further, reflect further, we will also notice that this quality of undesirableness of an individual whose very sight caused so much disturbance in us, if we examine whether that quality of undesirableness really is objectively real, or whether it is something that is projected by our mind. Because if it is objectively real, this quality, and it is inherent to the individual that you, whom you dislike, then this suggests that whoever meets this individual should also have exactly the same instinctual reaction of aversion or hostility, which is not the case. The same individual whose sight creates so much disturbance for you and unhappiness, so much so that sometimes you say, oh, what a tragedy. You know, I bumped into this person. I came across this person. Such, you know, where you feel as if this chance encounter was almost like a great tragedy. The very same person, when met by another individual, could in fact cause great delight, because that individual could be a close friend of someone, loved by someone. So this suggests that this qualities of undesirableness is something that we project, and it does not exist inherently in the individual.
So, 다가는 신기 배시하면 나 가외 동에서야 돼. 딱고 영양을 봐. 근데 치외 동에서야 돼. 영양을 받아. 그 도도 매듭 치세. 근데 근데 와 내가 그래서 시계 민들 가시 가외 동에 윤들잖아. 배 미수로 지. 맞아. 지금 배도 거부차차지나 하는 배 너무 흐려서지. 다시 재고도 와. 내가 배나 지금 대변 안 돼 와. 야 배는 배지 때문에 최고 사무 예배 사무를 배는 대변 안 다시. 야 거부차는 배 소소 배 파 거부차 배로 쿨을 나지. 배는 잡아주면 있나? 나도 팽개해서 가르쳐야지. 어떻게? 얘는 억수로 다시는 억수로 주제다. 나도 팽개해서 가르쳐는 지. 야 지금 소소 때 미지 정신이 러시아네. 这 지세 지동시세 유지하려고서야 거부거부야. 당도시설도 와. 거부동에 찍으러 와. 가요동에 찍으러 와. 따당에서는 찍으러 와.
Let me give a kind of an odd simple example. The fact that aging and death is part of our existence is something that is completely beyond dispute. It is undeniable. Yet at the same time, quite often, particularly in the West, there is a sort of a extreme reluctance to even accept the reality of the suffering of aging and death. So much so that, in fact, to recognize the old age of someone is almost like a kind of an insult, and it's almost unspeakable. It has become, it sometimes becomes like a kind of a intolerable thing. Whereas the same phenomenon, which is the phenomenon of aging, if you look at different cultures and society, for example, say a Tibetan society, then there, in fact, the attitude towards aging is quite different. In fact, especially among the monks and nuns, the members of the monastic community, in fact, when someone is older, then this is age. Is seen almost like a kind of a basis for respect, a claim for seniority, and especially if you have a long white beard, then you can sort of stroke it to show that you are old, and you can see that how towards the same phenomenon there are two different attitudes. In one, from one angle, it is seen as a negative thing. From another angle, the same event or phenomenon can be viewed positively. This is just a story, a joke. One time in Tibet, a Lama was giving a teaching, and when giving a teaching in the course of his lecture, he made the statement that amongst the monks in the monastery, those who have bald head, you know, often it's not the young who become bald. You know, as you grow older, you get bolder and bolder. So the having a bald head is considered to be sort of a sign of seniority, and having a long beard, because if you are very young, of course you can't have long beard. So that's also seen as a sign of seniority and kind of experience. And then, I don't know the English word for this, you have Adam's
Gorder.
I think it's called quarter or something. It's not Adam's apple. Anyway.
Double chin.
It's not double chin. It's here.
Some disease.
Sorry, it's a goiter. Yeah. Sorry. And also someone who has a goiter, but not a large one though, a sort of a decent size, is... And... the reason why having a goiter is seen as kind of impressive is because in Tibetan sort of cultural belief, someone with a very thin neck is considered to be not very meritorious. So when you have a goiter, it makes your neck look kind of slightly large. So when the Lama made these observations, there was one monk in the amongst the audience, and who was bald and had a long beard and also had a goiter, he felt kind of quite proud. So he sort of raised his head rather high, and you know, sort of assumed an air of being, you know, quite important. And then, having said that, immediately after the Lama said, "When all these three are together in one person, that's really a bad sign."
Sambu 자, 다고 민디 차단신 당 그 민수도 지금 다 다니 공어주 제마 지세마도 가다 세무 나러려야 유절라 가서 뇌진 셴베 녀부채하고 놓치다 장도 내면 놓치다 자르비 겹주셔고 놓치 띠비 깽그 뭐지 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 자, 뒤 녀몽 차서 뭐지 뭐지
So the point I'm making is that one's own attitude makes tremendous difference in how one experiences an event or a particular situation. So we see that it is our attitudes and our perceptions makes a tremendous difference. And generally, if you observe the way the dynamics of our thoughts and emotions, we will observe that on the whole, we have two principal kind of drives. One is a sense of attraction towards an event or a phenomenon, and one is a sense of repulsion. So if your perception or attitude towards a phenomenon or an event is that of a kind of an undesirable kind of experience, then you will kind of avert from it. And then this then acts as a basis for the arisal of hatred or aversion or anger or hostility and so on. On the other hand, if you feel attracted towards a given event or a phenomenon or an object, then this attraction leads to a sense of closeness towards that object, which then serves as the basis for the arisal of craving or attachment and so on. So whether we use the Buddhist psychological terms such as attachment, craving, aversion, hostility and so on, the basic dynamics of attraction and repulsion really lies at that basis of our engagement with the world. So if you think along these lines, we will notice that the basis of the claim, such as that today I felt happy, you know, I was peaceful today, or today I feel really disturbed and unhappy. So we can see that whether or not we use the Buddhist psychological terms, attachment or aversion or anger, but the fact remains that it is these emotions or thoughts which then creates the basis for such experiences of being happy, peaceful, or unhappy and disturbed. However, this does not. However, this does not mean that the simple desire of a thing or attraction towards a thing, or a kind of a repulsion from a thing, or finding something undesirable. This states alone cannot be seen as being afflictive, because just as in the world there are negative and positive factors, therefore in response to these negative and positive factors, there are also valid states of mind, something which finds something desirable and something which finds things that are undesirable, and such attitudes or such states of mind could also be found in the Buddha, the fully enlightened Buddha as well.
That's 배나 랑소 랑 짜야 선데 양나 배지 배 소소도 배 못 떠야 소로 어 다가는 신기 아니 미션달이야다 나바게야 나고는 나바게야 류지레고는 나바게야 단 디즈체디 차단글로 군에란데 아니 단 나바게야지비 고천이로와 자 디디 인디 자물리디 강기 미 다 로직 나로라 지 간다지 네베 차와 시안도 동해대야게 네베 차와 태무체디 다 뉴몽과 중어도 세브사 최소 멍루네 총석 소소소 배데 지 가서 배는 라고 배는 저거 세 대야게 되는 나사고 수지리 이 상황으로 셈 추운 중어도 세브사
So if we examine human activities human action although there might be a level of action which may be purely one could say driven by biological forces such as a simple reflex act of a reflex which can be seen as being from a karmic point of view from a moral point of view a neutral action but most of the important actions really derive from or stem from some kind of motivation or an intention or a state of mind which includes even such destructive acts as self-destructive acts as beating oneself or causing injury to one's own body to the kind of more extreme self-destructive acts such as committing suicide and so on and also there are acts which are destructive to others caused committed through one's body speech and so on so all of these destructive acts whether it is self-destructive or destructive or for others are really caused by disturbed states of mind the mental afflictions and also if we look at the world history the history of human beings we will notice that from the smallest act of destruction such as causing injury to one's own body to the great acts of atrocities such as large-scale war and so on underlying all of these is a mental affliction a disturbed undisciplined state of mind
and the delay to a ji kana chase gi thandalya samtang any pujang ren gu sam ma khor cheche jide gi thane ya xian phung le jia de rang xian phung le jia de de ko yong gu de de jia de hai ji mong be wang yong de ji sai de wa ta mong ba li ya de ni che wa mong zong gu mong ko chi ta any ne lu xin lo de ji mong ba yong gu ba
and also we will notice that there are also other kinds of destructive actions which are caused by ignorance for example out of short-sightedness we lose sight of the long-term consequences of an action and long-term interest and then commit a certain act these which are destructive these are acts destructive acts caused by ignorance the simple not knowing
so today we need to talk about ngaranz jigda the mean do tor jurbe ore ta thundu do tae bi ne ji jig jig ya se na ba kya do ta mang se jin ta re ga da jin na ba kya ya thu bu kya ya ta ji zhe te ta ke du ke du de xie dang ge lo ji le ying bu ya le xie dang ge lo le ya ge za za ro de cha ge wang ge rang cha wang ji rang ge de da ji pe na pon me de na zao ro de ge ta ne cha ba de de ge jian be e ni thu de ya ya na sa le cha thu de ya ta meng bu ji du shi wang de ge de ba zao sa bu sha de cha gan da jin ju ji zo na lo le ya thu de ya de thu se de cha le ten de ji gan da ya cha dan ni ge jian che ni jin ju ji zo na le ni thu de ya de cha dan ni che de ge
And also if we observe the world of animals, even in the world of animals, all the conflicts and the destruction, destructive actions really stem from these calamitous mental afflictions such as anger and attachment. For example, we see in the animal world there's a lot of fighting and on, on and also causing injury by one to another. And a lot of these, at the root of many of these, lies an attachment or desire from the Buddhist point of view, particularly desire related to mating, competition. So we will see that again it is the attachment and anger which then give rise to destructive acts, even in the animal world as well. So therefore there are all these different mental afflictions within us. Many of them are derivatives of attachment and anger and so on. And however, at the root of all these diverse mental afflictions lie what is called the delusion or ignorance. And this is really the delusion, this is really an erroneous belief in a kind of an objectively real self and its possessions. So in other words, we call it the grasping to the self, I and the mind, I and mine. So at the basis of all of this is a kind of a clinging to a selfhood, or clinging to a self or a selfhood which is thought to be autonomous and objectively real and has some kind of independent existence. And in addition, we also the objects of our attachment and anger, such as the qualities of desirableness or qualities of undesirableness, we tend to project these qualities of goodness and badness as if they were objectively real. We tend to believe that this distinction between good and bad really, or desirable and undesirable characteristics, are really some kind of absolute characteristics or phenomena. And on the basis of that, we develop a strong attachment and clinging to them, which then give rise to attachment or aversion and hostility and so on, and which then causes, motivates us to act either in a harmful way or in a beneficial way. So this is how, this is the dynamic of how an underlying erroneous belief in a strong sense of self, and you know, objectively real sense of self, and also belief in the objectively real qualities of things we generate these mental afflictions. So what we find is that at the root of all of this is this grasping at self-existence. And this grasping at self-existence is not only deluded, but also it is an erroneous belief. Therefore, so long as we remain under the power or enslavement of this erroneous belief grasping onto self-existence, then there is no room for lasting joy, and this is actually what is meant by being imprisoned in the cycle of existence. And the cycle of existence is nothing but, or the suffering is nothing but the fact of existence under the domination and under the enslavement, or slavery, under the slavery of this delusion or ignorance. And therefore, in the scriptures, we find such statements that the whole the three realms of samsara are in the slavery of the delusion.
Yeah. That chapter on the same, you must read it. Two minutes ago, you must talk some. Then, but two minutes, that two minutes, you must read. 가다베 제 가소레 채통을 차인 거야. 저들이 이미 이제잖아. 다 뇽몽고 왕기 얘네 가다 뭐지 없어요야. 뇽몽고 쭉 타고 왕리야베 가소레. 에 인세로 되는 신비이나 얘네 패지 뒤면이 비치진세야 세버레.
And so these afflictions principally the delusion, attachment and anger often described as poisons of mind. And this, I think, is very true. Just as poison causes harm and causes suffering, and in fact can cause the ending of one's life, similarly, these mental afflictions, they cause so much of our misery. And also, if an individual perpetually experiences these harbors these mental afflictions such as attachment, extreme attachment and anger day and night over a sustained period of time, it can also cause, it can also shorten the life of that individual. Such is the destructive impact of these mental afflictions. So these mental afflictions not only cause sufferings to the individual, to us, but also they come in the way, they obstruct our attainment of happiness. So in this sense, these mental afflictions are our true enemy. Because what is the definition of enemy after all? The definition of enemy is that something or someone who causes injury to us or who obstructs our attainment of happiness or fulfillment of our wish to be happy. Such individual or phenomenon we define as enemy. And these mental afflictions not only directly cause us suffering, but also they can cause suffering to others, such as our people who are close to us and so on. So if you think carefully, the true enemy really are these mental afflictions that we possess.
다 영적지기 치 자수는 고치러요 아래 되네 돼야라요 아래 대래 숨줄 세야리야 지금 그게 입이야를 연구래 그냥 현실 쪼야 연구래 난게 좌우대 소설 넘버 10 가봐야지 걸레임도 와 자전에 최소세 캠도 와 유소세 캠도 와 소설이야 지금 깨끗한 건다 공인 초도 집에 주인에 뒤 소설 주의기 소설 남식 나로기 아니 지금 내가 좌우대 깨끗하면 누가
The one problem with the internal enemy is that unlike external enemy, in the case of an external enemy, no matter how powerful the threat is, we can seek protection from some other sources, such as an ally and so on. We can hide from this external enemy, or we can simply run away from this external enemy. However, in the case of internal enemy, these things are not possible because wherever this conscious sense of self or this consciousness of the individual is, wherever the mind is, there comes all these mental afflictions. So therefore, even if you seek sort of refuge in a powerful ally, there is no escape from this, nor can you hide from the influences of this, from the reach of these mental afflictions, nor is there any place where you can run away from these mental afflictions.
탐내를 좌우리야, 두 탐제도 좌우치되는지 하는 게 말해. 대선도 마세베, 단년도 주야 요아래. 난그 좌우리, 두 탐제도 다이 말해. 년도 주야 내버래. 대선도 마세베, 탐내를 좌우리야, 탐내를 좌우, 과라프게 딱 가소래. 시시 유해가 대령이야, 따도 랑라베, 내가 뭐시 제대하지 말해. 다 과란 게, 지 코랑코랑 게 야지 년 경야 된대 뭐고 예발해 라그럼 된 뭐고 용기하래 제가 인생 투투도 나는 내가 버시 체대하지 재민도 난 그 자오대 자오 코랑 게 년을 주 경야 된대 개개민도 봐 난 그 자오대 제삼 년에 랑 준대 지 강사 때나 때 멋이워 체하지 그때 꼭 강사네 내가 숙모숙 가이네면에 와다 이제 꼭 강사네 내가 이제 코르마도 매들 차도로
Another difference is that if you look at external enemy, there are no external enemy who will remain an enemy throughout your life or at all times. Furthermore, it is also conceivable that someone who may be enemy at any given time may, due to some other changed circumstances, may also turn into one's friends. And in addition, the external enemy, the causing injury and harm to us is not the only task that the external enemy has. The external enemy has many other works, such as tending his own friends and family and so on. So the external enemy has many other things to do in addition to causing us injury and harm. In contrast, the internal enemy, it remains always our enemies, and in addition, there is no conceivable possibility that our internal enemies may become our friends at some point in the future. And furthermore, if you examine the role of the mental afflictions, the internal enemy, their only task is to cause us injury and harm. Whether or not they will be successful is another matter, but they will be perpetually seeking opportunities to cause us harm and injury, because this is their only role, this is their only function.
Oh. Then, they are always going to some Korean, but they are always some Korean. That's true, young days, Addy. You moved in young Alishan. You moved till Yonson Devadella, Yonson Devon, then you moved till Gany, you moved till Toto, you took Taras.
So when you think along these lines carefully and deeply, and then you will realize, you will recognize the true meaning of Dharma. Dharma in terms of Nirvana, liberation or freedom. And Nirvana, which literally means the state beyond sorrow, and sorrow here refers to the mental afflictions. So you will see that the true Dharma is the state which is free from these mental afflictions. And this is also the true Dharma, which is the actual object of refuge. So, what is the true refuge that grants us protection from these mental afflictions? It is the directly opposing mental states, the spiritual states that one must cultivate. We briefly touched upon this point yesterday when we spoke about how in response to counter the emotion of anger and hostility, one must cultivate the antidote of antidote, which is loving kindness. And to counter extreme attachment, one must meditate on the impurity of body and so on. Which these kind of meditations do help initially reduce the intensity of these negative emotions. However, the most effective or the direct method of overcoming these mental afflictions is the cultivation, the generation of wisdom of emptiness, because the root of all afflictions is the deluded mind and this ignorance, erroneous view, grasping onto inherent existence of all phenomena, grasping onto self-existence. Therefore, by cultivating the insight into the no-self, one will be able to then see through the deception of this deluded perception or perspective, and then through this way one will be gradually able to lessen the influence of this deluded state of mind. So suffering is the resultant outcome, and its cause, the principal cause, is the mental afflictions at the root of which lies this ignorance. And so these are known as the origin of suffering, and the suffering is the truth of suffering. And the factor which provides us freedom from or release from this suffering and its origin is the true path, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness. And this is the true dharma as well, and also the resultant state of cessation which we attain through the cultivation of this wisdom of emptiness is the state of the truth of cessation. So these two, the true path and the cessation which one arrives at through that path, are together are the dharma, the jewel of dharma.
Yeah. 다 뇽모 뽕접 자생인데 냐라 뇽모 라과 디지털이야 마도 스마다 가서로 숙자야 세세 숙적습 세세 이 되네마 마시네 이 뇽모 차디디 이 갈래갈래리아 파 숙자네 뽕접 자로 띵 말에 제 영화라야 냐라 뇽모 뭐 왕게 탐베 아니 가서로 그게 자주 디디 동고야 다 너무 숙차고 천대베 자주 냠바디디 네베르 시 자주 도고 제네다 아주 라리게 이르자네 내가 좀 당고 때 가서래 너무 고왕게 때문에 예주 동야 좀 당고 때 이제 근데 좀 이버디 예주 강고 왕게 천야게 너무는 예부 때야 되는 분이 버체 되네 너무 가서 그 차상 빵살에 제라 너무 대시하고 바자는 예부 때니 근데 바자 좀야 과자를 좀 써야 다들 무슨 뭐 쓰지? 또 실제로 공부도 쓰는 거예요.
So when we actually engage in the practice of trying to gradually eliminate these mental afflictions and overcome them, the mode of procedure is to begin from attacking the grosser levels of afflictions first, and then gradually then descend to the more subtle ones, and through this way one has to totally eliminate them. Therefore, the first stage is to restrain oneself from indulging in negative actions which are manifestations of the mental afflictions, such as the committing the 10 negative actions and so on. Therefore, this adopting the morality of refraining from negative actions is really the first stage in one's spiritual practice. And in the second, once you have gained a certain degree of restraint against these negative actions, which are the manifestations of the mental afflictions, then the second stage is where then you directly cultivate antidotes to these mental afflictions. And through this way, directly challenge them and counter them. And then in the final stage, which is the third stage, not only is it important to eliminate these mental afflictions, but also try to eliminate even the residual propensities of these mental afflictions, so that there is even not a seed left for future arisals of these mental afflictions. So you have, therefore, in terms of actual procedure of overcoming these mental afflictions, there are these three stages, as this is presented in Aryadeva's 400 verses on the middle way.
Seeds, how is it? Seeds, no?
So this is it's the propensities actually. It's the very propensities which are left by the mental afflictions which needs to be eliminated and removed on the third stage. So seed is misleading.
Tena dungen rubdan, tena kasa, any dungen rubdan rubenness. 아니 내단 대다 송우다 민에 겁나 증거라스 쟤는 대는 누지 동해지스 누지 동해 아니 남의 레뉴기 방제 쟤는 남의 레뉴기 방제 다다 동해지 땡생해 동해 다다 땡생해 레뉴기 방변 내부 쟤는 레뉴기 냉해 제수 되는 여러 인도산에 뉴모 치마치마 깨와라 꼽에 틈비 깨는 생겼지 뒤에 깨는데 중두르기 동에 두르 내지게 근데 아니 녀얼림에 풍부우세네 간다 누지기 동에 있어도 뉴모인데 샹완 쨍게 아니 녀얼림이 풍부이 깨완 릴라 아니 이인 중네 다 뒤 라르다 렘이 그거지 다 뒤 이르잖아 자와 뉴모 타신 시야지 나 진짜 로 때라 아니 인중 삼바스 디스거리스 인중 기습 제아디 제대로 주 삼배 터네 랑게 망게 닝고 리베제네 다 타바스 마토나 타면도 뇽모베 다 뇽모베 달에 제마토나 타면도 삼바지 담로 디케고 레소네 로 디장고 레스 레난세시스다 다 델스비아 레마도 나시스 럼데베 소스베 베스네 베실로 텐데베 게좀 멤버레 나시스 소 스탱고 나로네 다 가소리 그게 뉴몬발라 셰타관의 수윤이 다 텔레 대화지 남초나 삼용되니 타바되니 뭐만 될래
지금 시작했나?
그런데 지금 배신할 수 있게
맞습니다, sorry so therefore for example in Pentelosan Chicken's writing he explains in great detail, vividness, that so far as the sense of revulsion towards the obvious evident sufferings is concerned, this kind of feeling can only also be found among the cattle as well. Even the cattle have the ability to dislike suffering and pain and avoid it. However, in relation to the second level of suffering, which is the suffering of change, the feeling, the aspiration to gain freedom from that can also be found among non-Buddhist practitioners of meditative absorption. And therefore, what is required is to cultivate a deep sense of renunciation grounded on a sense of revulsion towards the very fact of our existence under the domination of mental afflictions is what is required to be cultivated. And so, therefore, the suffering that we must seek freedom from is the suffering of conditioning. And this refers to our existence characterized by the mental and physical aggregates under the control of karma and delusion or mental afflictions. So this existence, samsara, unenlightened existence, is not only the consequence of delusions and mental afflictions, but also it acts as a basis for present mental afflictions, and also it acts as a kind of a potential for creating basis for future experiences of suffering and mental afflictions as well. Therefore, one must develop a deep sense of revulsion and also sense of disillusionment towards our existence as characterized by mental afflictions and also the aggregates, and cultivate a strong desire to gain freedom from this, to gain release from this. So what is being sought here is to gain victory over the enemy of mental afflictions. And this is the true meaning of renunciation. So when we say renunciation in the Buddhist context, we are not talking about giving up a physical place or giving up everything, but it is renunciation is a true renunciation is a quality of mind, it is a state of mind.
Yeah. That digi to make hang in Nayaga, to make it was a trend.
So in this way, when you contemplate, you will be able to recognize the nature of suffering from whom, from what you wish other sentient beings to be free.
다디네 제신판대로 두어야 되나. 아니 어떤 도디 도디 쿵체니 아니 어다 날랜데 개베 시균리야 나가 준비 드메고는 로사야 지다 다신을 로사야 지 이소인 거래.
Now as far as the second element of the practice of compassion and cultivate generation of compassion is the need to cultivate a sense of empathetic feeling towards other sentient beings, a sense of feeling of closeness. And for this, following the tradition of Nalanda masters, they evolved in India two principal methods. One is the 7-point cause and effect method, and one is the exchanging and equalizing of self and others.
다명아 준비 되면 수행하기 다 소소하게 다 천지 변은 예 단년지 통마 소소 마음 다 되면 마이 천배 다 소소 미지들 야배 지금 랑을배 진으로 최수 랑을배 선배 지 선다로배 니슈 뒤 아 가소에 진상 그렇죠? 다 되는 신지게 아니 선지전 샹더 샹버스에 아주 치료 샹더 샹이야 아 되는 신이 그게다 진진기 다 유지된데 차열에 삼아 근데 여기서 한다 놓 정리하래.
So in the approach of the 7-point cause and effect method, the central focus is to really visualize all sentient beings as recognize all sentient beings as your mother or an embodiment of your closest feeling, whether it is a mother or someone in this life who, in whom you feel a greatest amount of affection, and also who can be seen as an embodiment of kindness and so on. So based on this attitude towards a person in this lifetime, then you extend that sentiment towards all other sentient beings by imagining or recognizing that these other sentient beings have in different lifetimes been as close as this person is to you in this life.
Mizamdo ma sebe ji cha da chi wu de ji song sha tun ru de de meng wu ji da ri kha she pa ma da pa ma so le da a ma da bu gu dan ra wa ji tu ya wo chen mei de ji ge da yong de ge duo a da she meng wu ji da ga da chung chung ge ne ni pa ma ji da sa gua ma de ge da shui de ya de ne de ge da ngeng shi du sang zu xin zu xie bei ne ji ge da ge zhe shen zhe ne ning ji sa ba qi ni xia yin ne mei ne ge da 간단히 파르가 랑기바는 부디 지금 고튼도 봐도 이게 갠 쉬우지고 정신 키다지 지 용되기도 와. 자 들으듯이 간단히 삼년 날이야. 부디게 옆에 마텔이야. 찍도 제대야. 찍도 떼고야. 이제 들으듯이네. 자주 들으듯이네. 그래서 망고지. 이제 다디 신주가리야. 옆에 마텔하다베 지 소소다 접던 건데 본인 처럼다 떼라베 지 修行的话，啊，对，有些什么的，我们应该要，但对他那了是，他那么的，就少了当那边，少个人家有那边当领先的，或者这个的话，知道的，俺说，天天是钱的，那那边把什么当用的，哎，你，印度这边那个了呀，这个的，说是，他说这个的，他那边让那边听什么钱有，那那个他呢，什么当，什么当不赢呢？ 내거기 특히 파르 즉 재단으로 즉 전부 지문을 예배이네 그 풍서로 되네 다 상황으로 진심으로 인사마저 로려 샤툰나 아니 그 지식으로 로스리 힘도 와
so if we therefore observe the world of human beings and also the world of animals including birds insects and so on there is a certain uniformity in the way in which the offsprings are nurtured and brought up. Of course, there are some exceptions where the nature of the species is such that there is no possibility of the mother ever meeting her offspring. But on the whole, we see that the offsprings are really brought under the nurture, under the care of both parents, and particularly the mother plays a tremendously important role. If we observe carefully, regardless of whether on the part of the mother there is you know, what could be really recognized as a compassion as we understand it, however, the fact remains that until the offspring, the little ones, are capable of taking care of themselves, until that point is reached, the mother really takes them under her wing and nurtures them out of kindness. And also on the part of the offsprings, and their total dependence, absolute dependence upon the mother, is so evident that they are almost as if there is a kind of an absorption, and almost as if they know that herein is someone who is the sole protector, the sole refuge, the sole provider. So there is such a kind of a strong bond between the mother and the offspring. And and such on the part of the mother as well, the dedication to bringing up her offsprings are so strong that even if necessary, she's willing to put her life on the line in order to protect and save the offsprings. So when you think along these lines, then you really feel a sense of amazement, and also you will also feel that, and that, you know, in your own case, in different lifetimes, they have acted in a similar way towards you. And when you have that kind of strong sense of empathy and kind of a gratitude towards other sentient beings, then regardless of a sort of whatever behavior they may have towards you at any given time, since your basic attitude towards them is so powerful and strong, then you will be able to cultivate a sense of kindness towards them and recognize their kindness towards you. So in terms of actual procedure for training our mind in cultivating compassion towards other sentient beings, the first stage really is to cultivate a sense of equanimity towards all. The significance for this is that in our normal states of mind, we have extremely fluctuating emotions or attitude towards other sentient beings. Towards some, we have a feeling of attachment and closeness, and also a kind of an affection. But if you examine carefully, this feeling of closeness or empathy towards some is really grounded in attachment. And the reason for this is quite obvious, because if the circumstances change, then now, there is a possibility of experiencing a feeling of anger or hostility or hatred towards the same object. So, although we have a sense of closeness towards some, but this is really mixed with attachment. And this kind of sense of closeness which is grounded in attachment, instead of assisting us to cultivate compassion, in fact, they can obstruct our generation of true compassion. Therefore, first stage in the practice is to try to level out our attitudes and emotions towards all being. And once that kind of plane levels out equanimity is achieved, then on the basis of that, one deliberately cultivates a sense of closeness and compassion towards others, grounded in some kind of reasoning process or thought processes.
다전에 도세나다 지시 방법으로 중요한 삼례야. 다 지시 방법으로 여정에게 심지한테 되게 공도 잡았나 싶게 동행이 늘어지고 삼담이나 아니 미시로 쓰려고.
So once you cultivate such empathetic feeling towards other sentient beings with a sense of connectedness, then based upon this, you will be able to develop a feeling of unbearableness at the sight of their suffering.
되네니 아 가서 그게 닝집에 미술을 지금 삼로디기 창니 아니 셴 동해래 껴봐디 껴봐다 대화다 대화다 담바디 다 같이 삼배는 사섭 게임이 제 창니 정식 선배님이요.
So once you have cultivated this feeling of unbearableness at the sight of others' suffering, then this will give rise to a powerful compassion, which is the wish to see others free from suffering, and also with a sense of commitment that you will bring about this freedom from suffering. And also, you will also generate the loving kindness, which is the wish to see others to enjoy happiness. And not only that, but also with a sense of commitment that you will enable this to happen. So when you have that kind of powerful compassion with a sense of responsibility or commitment, then it gives rise to what is known as haksam, the extraordinary attitude, altruistic attitude, which then leads to the eventual or final culmination, which is the attainment or realization of bodhicitta, the altruistic intention to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings. Now, to apply the approach of the exchanging and equalizing of self and others, here the first stage is to try to equalize oneself with others, to really cultivate a deep recognition of the fundamental equality of oneself and others. And here one can do this by reflecting upon the fact how insofar as the natural disposition to be happy, to seek happiness, and to overcome suffering is concerned, oneself and others are completely equal. And in the same way, just as I myself have the right to fulfill this basic aspiration to be happy and overcome suffering, others too have the equal right. Just as I have the potential to be free of suffering and to be free of mental afflictions and so on, so too equally all other sentient beings possess this potential to be free of suffering. So in these three terms, self and others are absolutely equal. So the difference, where the difference emerges is only in the quantity or the numbers. For example, if one is, when one speaks of the interest of oneself, we are talking about the interest or welfare of a single individual. Whereas when we speak of the others, we are talking about infinite numbers of sentient beings.
俺们就上面那了，让这现实就说说了这个，人这些下去多啊，先去地图上那弄嘛的，下面这个，这些老的下去多啊，所以到底，上面三百呢，俺们是他，他说的，人你扛到有些，搁他带着我，带着呢，让带着呢，这个，搁他我也能知道吧。
And then another point that we have to bear in mind is that often when we think about one's interest and other's interest, we have a notion that somehow they are unconnected, unrelated, they are independent of each other. We feel as if that the suffering and happiness of others really have no relation to my own experience of suffering and suffering and happiness. But if you examine this carefully, this is however not the case. Fundamental facts is that since individuals are part of a community, therefore, if there is a negative impact upon the community at large, individual members of that community or society also suffers naturally as a consequence. Therefore, individuals are really part of this wider community, and therefore particulars are one instance of the universal. Therefore, when the generality suffers, the individual constituents of that generality will also suffer. So when you think in these terms, we will understand that one's own interest is not really that independent or unrelated to the interest of others.
然后这边人的，然后去真正的落，但地我那些那所说的呀，哎呢，铺呢电话去，永远远呢，他就住过这里，是吧？
And furthermore, we can also think in the following way that if by perpetually harboring this self-cherishing thought, we can fulfill our self-centered aspiration to bring about our own happiness. If it can really successfully do this, then by now we should have succeeded it. So, for example, in the case of all of us here, human beings, one could say that almost from the first day of our birth onwards, most of our actions were driven by this self-cherishing thought. And then from the Buddhist point of view, we have been engaged in these tasks since the beginningless, throughout all these lifetimes. So this self-centered motive really lies at the heart of our action, and even from birth onwards, we are always trying to seek something for ourselves to gain, to achieve some gain, and so on.
동네 먼구지 말하는 미술에 동네 차대기 아래 단 딜라 말하는 지금 미 다스 삼바트 제외 철수로 지금 중전대부지 중원이나 해지 미술에 동네 땐데 용당 투야시다 지금 가시에 더는 배신 말고 소투야 러워요 아래 다 이니 그 릉신기다 풍부도 두성이니 내기 땐 가외 땐 치외 땐 차대기 아래
And
다 산제비 쉬었다는 독 쉬어요나? 다 니기디 롬마 투어만 총어래요. 자, 롬마 투어서하고 로 현지기 생이 말해요. 로 현지 그런 식 말해요. 자, 잠깐 뭐 투어서야지 로 현지 그런 식 나면 인도산에 고 쎄도 놓아래. 이 인배 중생이 코다 겨인등에게 로 투어 직지와래. 로 투어다 로 뭐 투어 이후에 고 겨다 차리기 와래. 그래서 겨대추 직슈 또 패나 겨대추 직슈 또 충로하디 춘이래. 자, 근데 인배 인도 근데 그 사람이다. 가소래 그게 상당히 늦잖아요. 아란즈 능규 영자 현지기다 동해를 시대하듯이 되디 야야 또 치나 로로브로 왔지 정원 인배 인도산에 로로브로 왔디 가로 왔지 세도로 왔지 중생 뒤판에 아란즈 능규 영자 앞에 세도 매배다 제가 나시 동해 시대하듯이 되디 세도 여러시기 가소다 차대 자 근데 인배 인도산에 따오 그래 리시아가 돼 자, 드디어 인배 인도, 다, 니다 자와로 돼, 되게 쉬운 날씨지, 처지는 댄징 샵에 말해. 처지는 랑시브는 집에 진진 되게, 댄징다, 배, 직접 니누를 쟤니, 다 디도 안에, 나도 강연도 채되게 말해. 자, 뒤 닫아봐도, 말하자, 니가 유리야. 랑시브는 집에 진진 되다. 아니, 나도 집에 댄징이 부대, 왜, 뭐냐라, 왜, 가서 돼. 민주의 용중 미시의 도치란 차세. 난수 줄이야. 대도 봐. 댄진다. 진진이 부대. 라단 대체. 직접 찍이 제체. 다 도스 대대기가 돼. 자, 드디어 인바 인도산에 다 딘 레블레야. 다 민주의 신도 동해 망구지. 세도 마시는 용 거야. 동해 망구지 세도 버시는 영대야 뒤를 통해서 더동 알아서 차단과 왕기 동해 내배 서해 다 대대야리 종인 거야. 자, 니네 인배 인도 다, 다 두 달에, 가서 그래. 지금 예배 싸워로 뒤, 근데 랑잼을 집에 진진 인배다, 잼을 집에 진진 인배 뒤, 세주 세세, 세주 춘, 뭐죠, 춘이 죽나? 다 대래야, 다 삼시 당국이야.
So even from the point of view of this single lifetime alone, we will notice that many of the sufferings that we experience, that we encounter, are in actual fact our own creations, you know, human-made. And these human-made sufferings, to a large extent, can be either eliminated or at least reduced by adopting certain changes in our attitudes, and perceptions of the world, and so on. And also, so through transformation of consciousness, it is possible, transformation of attitudes and consciousness, it is possible to reduce and in some cases, totally eliminate much of these human-made sufferings that we face. However, there are some aspects of our suffering which, from a conventional point of view, thought to be insurmountable, and these are also recognized as being some kind of natural suffering, such as the suffering of aging, death, and so on. And these, other than you know, accepting these, there is one cannot really prevent them or eliminate them from a conventional point of view. However, from if you view it, even the second category of suffering from the Buddhist point of view, then one will, the Buddhist, from the Buddhist point of view, these are recognized as consequences arising from an undisciplined state of mind. So in actual fact, these are not really innate qualities of the mind. These are not, the mental afflictions and do not represent the innate nature of our mind. And therefore, by cultivating the antidotes which directly reveal the delusory nature, the deluded nature of these mental afflictions, which is through the generation of insight into the nature of reality, which is emptiness, then one will be gradually able to diminish their force and through this way recognize that even these mental afflictions are rooted in a state of mind which is which is not the essential nature of mind, but rather diluted, and it is adventitious. So from this point of view, we can, from the Buddhist point of view, in some sense, even these what are regarded as insurmountable or unavoidable natural sufferings, also there is a possibility of bringing about an end to these. So the point I'm making is that at the root of many of our sufferings lie the twin forces. One is the self-grasping, the grasping at self-existence. The other is the self-cherishing thoughts. And these two attitudes, the self-grasping, grasping at self-existence, and grasping at one's own interest, the self-cherishing, these two we keep them at the core of innermost of our hearts, and these two join forces there and remain immutable and impregnable like a diamond force, and because of this, the joining of these two forces, we experience all kinds of sufferings and so on.
Ah, yes.
Therefore, so you should make the resolve that today I must recognize their destructive nature, and I must recognize that at the root of all of my suffering really lies these two forces, the twin forces of self-grasping at self-existence and the self-cherishing attitude.
자상가 몸부루루기 우머르지상에 나와야 더니 당니 지된디 라면 정주 톰더나 대자와 정주생 정화제고 따대다 총대 두고 니지다 니름이든 예시라 손대 아니 나 정주 없음 자는 내가 그 정주 없음 쓰네 나도 간다연이 주머니 된게다 생기 대다 아 대자와 아니 니지 전부다 아, 좌진에 뚱이도 싫을 테니, 와다 대순부띠 남긴 터벌은 되겠지나, 다 대, 남긴 틀을 쓴 거구리 소원이 말이야.
So, Nagarjuna writes in his precious garland, Ratnavali, that for those who wish to seek the attainment of Buddha's omniscient state, it is essential to really upheld the three principles, the practices of these three principles. One is the compassion, which is the root of bodhicitta, and the bodhicitta, which is derived, which grows from this compassion, and also the complementary factor, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness.
Namlin Nambeta, Lashimbre. Donna, Ranjins in the Kyoto, Shanjins in the Yendendu, Shanjins in the Tongu Lange, Dinyamshin Nambe, Duimbre. Naranzo, two Tada Yinaya, Dungi Chi Yaman Nashi, Zejume de Vasi. Dungi Jigi that was Tavati, Karishavasona, Ranjavan Zimba, the Gumbulu Mushi. Any Tado Zimbe, Denzilia, Gabdinje, and Ditane, the Pumbre.
And also what Shantideva states in Bodhisattva Charavatara or Bodhicharavatara, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, is very true. There Shantideva states that the great objects of veneration such as Buddha Shakyamuni and also the great Indian masters like Nagarjuna and his followers, whom we recognize as being great beings, what is it that makes them great beings? It's because of their realization of the practices of these three principal aspects of the path, the bodhicitta, the compassion, and the wisdom of emptiness. And so in essence, these great beings such as the Buddha have recognized that the shortcomings of self-cherishing, and they have recognized the value and the great benefits of cultivating the thought, cherishing the well-being of other sentient beings. And on this basis, they have discarded self-cherishment, and they have embraced the cherishing of other sentient beings. In contrast, the reason why we continue to live in a perpetual cycle of suffering, where the sequence of suffering never comes to an end, like ripples on a water. Before one ends, another succeeds it. And even when we continue to complain about suffering, we are caught in this perpetual cycle of sufferings. And the reason for this is because we have entrusted our entire well-being in the self-cherishing attitude, this extreme self-centeredness. We have entrusted our entire head and body and everything into the guidance of this self-cherishing attitude. And also we have sought an ally or support in the erroneous view of grasping at self-existence. And it is because of this we are caught in this perpetual cycle of never-ending suffering. And also, just as Shantideva explains in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, that if at some point in the past, if we had reversed our way of being and discarded our self-cherishing and embraced instead the cherishing of others' well-being, and then pursued the path from this changed perspective or changed motivation, then Shantideva says that we would have by now attained the fully enlightened state. And sometimes I also, partly as a joke, tell people that we can imagine that if we had generated bodhicitta, say before the Buddha Shakyamuni, the historical Buddha Shakyamuni did, in some remote past, then today, in terms of seniority amongst the Buddhas, we would be more senior than the Buddha Shakyamuni. But however, this is not to be. Let alone turning our eyes to this altruistic ideal of cherishing others' well-being, we even didn't show our back, rear side of our head to this ideal.
Hezam to masabe ta chulu shande shambe nangi ti tamba diidi ti kasore shande to bgeda tugurshin ta shande thangdona ti shande li yabe shibu ji tugurshin ta dele hilo sare do tamba mangche ta ga men shingi ti chue ge tamba men denge ge jidan zamu ji digan li ya ji ngane ji ta ni be luju na lo li ya ji chansu che go ya ji chansu be kasore bge
So this is also something that is not confined to the masters of Buddhism. We can also find this principle of altruism in the lives of the teachers of other traditions as well. In fact, this is one of the common themes of the lives of the great spiritual teachers, where the emphasis is really on an altruistic activity and concentrating on the welfare of other sentient beings. Even in non-religious fields, for example, if you look at the human history, those great beings whom we commemorate, but also not only commemorate them, their memory, but also do so out of great admiration and joyfulness, are those beings who were, who represent kind of examples of selfless individuals who have engaged in an altruistic act of helping many people. And these individuals are not only commemorated, but also we see them as objects of admiration and deep reverence and so on. So this this altruistic ideal, the ideal of altruism, is not only an a principle that is relevant in the context of religious practitioners, but also in all different areas of human human activity or human society.
랑 미선데 계지 말해. 가다에니 랑데 데버데 중진 담바레라 그 양도 차대요. 그래서 드리 이번 인도산에 그 샨드 테니데 님돌이야 정주 테니스야지 고요. 랑게 있나요? 정주 톱 거야. 나 땡도 대와 라미 조상 톱 거야 지기. 랑데는 되나요? 고요. 그래서 드리 인도산에 데뷔 가서 살라. 데뷔 사이 연장을 샤샤네. 추구되라, 랑들 추구, 민대기야. 그래서, 나 안 되는데 가르쳐 볼 수가 있나? 샨디 캐드 세바. 양은 샨디 야월 터니. 근데 랑 찍고 산대야. 무슨 더 좋아하라. 어제 뒤, 가서 우리 먼지 비시기야. 마도, 랑들 삼 초구 말에 쓰기야 말에. 랑들 죽는 죽 말에 쓰기야 말에. 랑들 구야. 그래서, 니네니, 나도 젊은 시소원은 시리. 아니, 삼바 샨든 삼베. 랑든 샬라 중요인 제발. 띵은 캐버리. 뭐네 지금 샌들 럽처부 집에 두야 지기 뭐나라데 님도 깨니 하지도 고순도 저러는데 대수 잘해 주는 유는잖아요 라운드 샬런도 요한지 때문에 캐바레도 봐.
So, however, it is important not to misunderstand this ideal of cherishing the well-being of other sentient beings. This altruistic ideal, one should not understand this to imply that one should totally sacrifice or give up one's own interest and do not think about it at all. This is, however, not the suggestion. In fact, if you look at the practice of bodhicitta, the altruistic intention to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings, along with cultivation of this altruistic aspiration to bring about others' well-being, there is also the aspiration to attain full enlightenment, which represents the fulfillment of one's interest. And also, if you look at the aspects of Buddha's enlightenment as embodied in the union of form body and truth body, or Buddha body of reality, in fact, the Buddha body of form is seen as the fulfillment of Buddha's own self-interest Buddha body of reality or the truth body, Dhammakaya, is seen as the culmination of the fulfillment of Buddha's self-interest, and the form body is seen as the fulfillment, representing the fulfillment of the well-being of other sentient beings. So this is the fact that one has the desire to fulfill one's aspiration is very natural, and also it is valid. So what is being suggested in this ideal of altruism is to overcome narrow self-centeredness, which in the course of fulfilling that as interest, there is often the attitude of either ignoring the well-being of other sentient beings, or in some cases the willingness to exploit others for the fulfillment of one's own self-interest. So this kind of narrow self-centeredness is being objected and overcome. And in fact, secondly, also, just as Lama Tsongkhapa points out, that if one engages in altruistic activity of helping other sentient beings out of strong sense of commitment and courage, then in the course of working for the benefit of other sentient beings, one's own self-interest are fulfilled as a byproduct. This, I think, is very true. And also, this is a very wise way of pursuing one's self-interest. So, when you reflect deeply, repeatedly, or constantly upon the shortcomings or flaws of self-centeredness, and when you reflect deeply upon the positive qualities and virtues of cultivating the thought, cherishing the well-being of other sentient beings, then it enables you to really overcome the extreme self-centeredness, which either ignores the well-being of others, or in some cases even exploits others for one's own sake.
Oh yeah. The third thing we need to know is that relentless attention to detail, doing the cutting chore, commitment, this is what we long term, what is the long term development that is important. 年他的冬天的这个来年春节的早的然后这边这边经济的也通过的经济的差距也挺模式过的南北态度的身边的也的西括了前面那个人的南北态度的他说的这个对对看了点的主要的心里错的也在的
So when you think along these lines, then you really appreciate the lines which were written by the Kadamba master Chikawa, where he writes that the source of blame for everything lies on a single point. Towards all other sentient beings, we must contemplate their kindness. So what this is suggesting is that we must recognize that the source of all the blames really lies in our extreme self-centeredness, and whereas all other sentient beings, our attitude towards them should be based upon recognition of our indebtedness to these sentient beings, because whether we are in the midst of cyclic existence, samsara, or whether we are on a spiritual path towards the attainment of enlightenment, or whether we are at the level of, in the state of Buddhahood, throughout all these three stages, the kindness of other sentient beings is boundless.
Oh yeah. That there is sometimes any
So when you think along these lines, then it is possible to then develop an empathetic feeling of closeness, a feeling of closeness towards all sentient beings.
Any junju gi sere liu da something liu ni da ni to some da mei ne any xie tu de jie xin pang bei luo sheng jian ta sheng jian ji de ta wo da li ya jie xin huo luo jie ya jiu yong ya de
and particularly if you can combine the thought processes suggested in the a chapter on patience in forbearance, which is the sixth chapter in Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, with the eighth chapter, which is the chapter on meditation, meditative concentration. Then, if you are able to combine the thought processes explained in these two chapters, then it is possible to develop a deep sense of empathy towards all being.
사고자, 사고자.
And especially towards one's enemy.
엔다 순배로 올리기 때문에 리지템에 나올려 빠도가 남아있었으나 뒤타는 더 사람다는 평가도 와.
And if in the course of your practice, if there is a possibility of feeling discouraged or having a sense of hopelessness, then in order to counter this, it is helpful to reflect upon Ratnavali's passage, Nagarjuna's Ratnavali, Precious Garland, where he talks about four types of infinite factors.
Oh, that. Those in the Dalla Chang is an any Shendu could be that Hassanti. Daniel Tisno Yodo. That did an any Kasadi Nizim was settled in a Lamba. Shamu was settled in a Tongling and the Gare.
So, on the basis of this, then one can engage in the practice of Tonglen, giving and taking. And the practice of taking emphasizes the visualization and the thought processes related to the practice of the practices of taking emphasizes the visualization and the thought processes pertaining to compassion, and the practice of giving emphasizes the visualization and the thought processes pertaining to loving kindness.
Mm. That the Tonglin Shabadig, Mursu, Shengi Tungi, Sayada, Tawa Tabiada, that leads to something became in that. Misses and children, you don't see your mother, she is a cowardly. So Yinaya, Tonglin Yamin, Chibobo Rangi, Ningdo Kone Kondo Payalia, Shukhaya.
So
Shenjinzi Kone Kondo Payada, Ranjinzi Shukhundra, Shapando yesterday.
So when you engage in the practices of Tonglen, giving and taking, as far as the question of its real effectiveness in having material benefit upon the object of your meditation, that is open to question. Maybe it is conceivable that in some special circumstances where individuals have special karmic connections and so on, it may be conceivable that one's meditation on Tonglen can have an impact, a direct impact upon the object of your meditation. But insofar as the actual meditator himself or herself is concerned, the Tonglen practice has a tremendous impact on increasing one's sense of commitment and courage, and also enabling the individual to decrease the force of self-cherishing attitude and enhance the force of the thought cherishing the welfare of other sentient beings. So when you have that kind of practices, then when you train your mind through this approach of exchanging and equalizing self and others, then the altruistic sense of responsibility, which is called the extraordinary attitude, which arises out of this, is also extremely powerful. So, having cultivated that kind of powerful altruistic sense of responsibility called the extraordinary attitude, then we can examine, do I have at this moment the capacity to fulfill this altruistic wish to bring about others' ultimate well-being, do I have this capacity or not? Then just as we will observe that just as Dharmakirti points out in his Pramana Vatika, that he who is ignorant of the methods of investigation will not be able to explain this to others. So therefore, and because from the Buddhist point of view, the in the final analysis, the most effective way through which one can ensure the bringing about of the ultimate well-being of all other sentient beings is to lead them to the state of Buddhahood. However, in order to do that, oneself individually must at least have first a knowledge of these paths and also have an experiential realization of these levels which you then wish the others to attain. And you know, through these thought processes, you will then come to recognize that in order to fulfill this altruistic aspiration to bring about the ultimate well-being of all sentient beings, I must first attain Buddhahood for their benefit. So in this way, you will be then able to generate the bodhicitta. And bodhicitta is a state of mind which is endowed with two aspirations: aspiration to bring about others' welfare, and the aspiration to attain Buddhahood for their sake. So this then constitutes what is called the bodhicitta.
Ngoi. Jinje ge da sem chaba mai ba chi nam che so na ani chhyo sa ba sa cha ba.
So the very moment when an individual practitioner has realized such bodhicitta in a non-simulated, spontaneous way, then such a person is a bodhisattva, has become a bodhisattva.
Nyonga kiya ya thomar kasu ru ge nya la ta thujung gi kho ji ge den ne de thang la ya yang yang sa ba tha ne ani chi sung jung gi ngi shi thop ta den ne ni do swa sang ta yin de ao dang ya kwam na ta gyu le jesa re sa ba ni sa ne nyama do shi ba su ya le den ne ma tu ge ro jum sa sang ta ne sang ta na 즉생의 띵내의 구조태야지. 야 김전사무 마다나 어 가서로 퇴중으로 지금 영어 중에 진리자네 대가래야 저자의 영화수야래. 남시인이 김전 바 삼담에 거봐. 그래 견더 차나 참아탈래야. 로프 슈타고 줄히에 무도나 재미의 영화 좀 쓰여래.
So in relation to a realization such as bodhicitta, there is a process, a natural process through which realization arises. For example, at the initial stage, one's experience of bodhicitta may only be at the level of intellectual understanding derived from either study or hearing teachings and so on. And then as you continue to reflect upon this, contemplate on bodhicitta on the basis of your intellectual understanding, then at a certain point you may begin to feel a sense of conviction in the ideals of this bodhicitta. Then there you have attained a kind of a reflective level of experience. And then as you pursue further in this contemplation and understanding, then you will get to a point where you feel, when you think about it, you feel that you have at least understood the ideal, the sentiment of bodhicitta. And then as you continue to pursue further, then you will get to a point where whenever you enter into the thought processes of cultivating bodhicitta, you really feel a powerful impact within you. And at that point, you have attained bodhicitta at the level of effort, which requires an effort. It's a sort of a simulated bodhicitta. And then as you continue to persist in your practice, then eventually you will arrive at a point where your experience of bodhicitta is spontaneous, so that it does not require thought processes for it to arise. a simple thought would give rise to this powerful emotion in you of bodhicitta, and that is called the non-stimulated spontaneous bodhicitta.
Yeah. Now, 심지기 과차네 진연니시 중에서는 멤버석에서 보셔야 돼.
So, for the practitioner, when you have developed some understanding of this bodhicitta, and also have a degree of experience of this powerful sentiment, bodhicitta, then the practitioners are advised to affirm it by means of generating it in a ceremony. So tomorrow morning we will perform a short ceremony of generating the bodhicitta.
That dine, jabalu lomdu jani, jabalu lomdu shuk chabu diye samle ya, ni chijisu lo dobasun hai shay.
So following the generation of the aspiration of the bodhicitta, then when the practitioner develops a powerful willingness or wish to enter into the bodhisattva deeds, then at that point practitioner takes the bodhisattva vows.
Yeah. 다 친구를 놓고 이제 자네 아니 진소기 다 친구 나네요. 타마이니 삼댕이 삼댕이 받으신 바다 다 수지 받으신 바세네. 다 뒤니부터라 다 가서 그래. 삼댕이 싫으니부터라 이제 쎄도 되니 다 럽제. 그러 저가 뒤니를 쎄서는 럽니 타마시네도 되네니 실화송력이 뚱진이 뭐 실화송력이 되는 이제 탑이 이제 자네 에너다 저람을 해두고요. 그게 안에 생기 깨 있는 자는 처럼래. 나 되네야 처럼래. 되네 통럼. 이는 어디 송시 송시 파르도 송시 파르도 양 성주도 시수 써야 됐다. 누스 그게.
So once the Bodhisattva practitioner has taken the Bodhisattva vows and committed himself or herself to the ideals of the Bodhisattva as enshrined in the six perfections, then he or she will engage in the practice of the six perfections, and particularly the two last perfections. These are the perfection of meditation or meditative concentration and perfection of wisdom. And through these two practices, develops tranquil abiding, which is the single pointedness of mind directed on emptiness. And through this way, one gradually attains the union of tranquil abiding and penetrative insight, the vipassana, focused upon emptiness. And at that point, the practitioner has attained the path of preparation, because the moment that the bodhisattva practitioner has generated bodhicitta, he or she has entered the first path, first level of the path of accumulation. And when he or she attains the union of tranquil abiding, shamatha, samatha, and vipassana, penetrative insight, focused on emptiness, at that point, the practitioner has attained the path of preparation, and when the understanding of emptiness becomes unmediated, direct, and so on, at that point, the person has attained the path of seeing, and so on. So this is how we understand the mantra, which reads, Gate, gate, paragate, go, go, go beyond, go thoroughly beyond. Mm-hmm.
나중에 지적해 있던 것이 실제 받으신 바로 지적으로 사무는 제가서 지적한 지적으로 이해하는 거. 그런데 되게 이제 까잖아요. 그런데 뭐 상주도 주스바 소중 파보셔서 오늘 도저 탐지도 되고 과제도 다 사답니다. 사무인도 주스집이 되는 이런 좀 된데 이제 송부할 놈만 뭐 떼도 파수에 받으신 분이 님부 좋소. 어디다 대고 들어요?
Then we read that thereupon the Buddha, the Blessed One, arose from the meditative concentration, and he commended Holy Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the Great Being. He said, excellent, excellent, noble child, it is just so. Noble child, it is just so. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom in the manner that you have revealed. The Tathagatas rejoice. This is what the Blessed One said. Thereupon, the Venerable Shariputra, the Holy Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, the Great Being, and that entire assembly, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, all rejoiced and highly praised what the Blessed One has said.
Right. So
this, you know, when you read a text like this, then you recognize the sentiments, appreciate the verses which pay homage to the Buddha for his teachings, such as those by Tsongkhapa, where he says that your the great teacher, your teachings are like the cooling rays of a moon to someone who is afflicted by the heat of sun and so on. So that's all.
Sanjo, Sanjo, Namboje, Maje, Bano, Jejo, Jeva, Namba, Meva, Yang, Hone, Hondo, Pelor, Jo, Hama, Simje, Tamje, Dela, Jenjo, Jing, and Rotamje, Lambo, Sanjo, Samba, Kano, Fusho, Dela, Punjim, Lelong, Jujo, Tenin, Jim, Tinian, Sanja, what to be Losan, Jeva, Luda, Soya, Tan, and Simba, Kizia, Sanja, Pepper, Majus, and Jamba, Jote, Power, Pamik, and then you put in it. 타관식의 파워 균형은 남부를 제외인지도 하상답의 최대성보다 상당한 모집이 랜덴나 몰라도 소매장 여왕나와 다소 로제쇼 전바지대 강소 전바다 전바니 신도사와도 전세 분노신도 전바의 전바율이 내베다시쇼